We haven't had a chance at all to talk about your beloved Texans clinching the division.
We have not. Just a really, really bad game to watch. And just such, I mean, it's so fitting that Randy Bullock misses that kick. As he was lining up for it, I said, I don't know what would be more fitting here for Randy to hit the kick or for Randy to miss it. Because I think both would have been a great story.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that it got to where it was, it meant that it was going to be a great finish. I mean, it was like either Randy was going to beat his old team, and then the Texans inevitably would have lost this week and missed out on the playoffs because of Randy Bullock.
Yeah.
Or Randy Bullock, who slimmed down a little bit.
Yeah, he's still fat. But
he grew a beard.
Yeah.
He's walking around with some confidence. Of course, he still missed the kick, and the Texans win. The Texans go on to the playoffs on the oversized leg.
Did you see his face before the kick, though? That was one of those. I took one look at his face, like, this dude is going to shank this kick.
Man, I like, on watching him on the sideline, I was like, this dude's got a little swagger to him.
Yeah, he was almost shaking. The bigger issue here is watching this Texans team, and I'm glad they won the division. It gives us something to talk about for a couple of weeks.
Right.
But, and defensively, they played out of their minds. Now, I don't know if they were just a little gassed in the fourth quarter. That LaFell play was just a disaster. And then they marched right down the field on that last drive. Those are the kind of things that, yeah, especially when I thought they lost the game on that fourth down. When it's like, okay, if they stop them here, game's over. But they're going to be in field goal range otherwise. And then, of course, the Bengals convert and go down to set up the field goal. But I thought defensively they were fantastic, with the exception of the fourth quarter. But that offense, man, it doesn't matter
who's
playing quarterback. They're just bad.
Fred, I want to tell you something that got tweeted to me. Somebody said, I think Tom Savage is about the 30th best quarterback in the league. And, of course, my instant reaction is, bro, come on. That's Texans fan talk.
Well, do you count Brock Osweiler as one of the 32?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just
Tom
checking.
Savage is better than Brock Osweiler. But I still think he's probably about the 40th best quarterback in the league, if we're being generous. Let's be real when we're talking about it. Matt Cassel is a better player than Tom Savage. Matt Schaub is probably a better quarterback than Tom Savage. If the Texans were to win a playoff game, it would be a damn miracle. Because is Tom Savage better than Brock Osweiler? Yes. So around here, confidence is a little high in the guy. We saw in the first half of that Bengals game, that dude threw for 13 yards.
Yep.
1 and 3. I mean, I almost have that many fingers, and that's how many yards he threw for in a half of a professional football game. He's not a good quarterback. They win the game, though, which is all that matters. And
Wait, one positive. He didn't turn the ball over.
He did not turn the ball over.
And that's, when you have that kind of defense,
that's the only positive.
Yeah, that is the only positive. I have no other positives.
All that pocket presence that we saw, where he looked comfortable in the pocket against Jacksonville, all that was gone.
Yeah.
Listen, that's what I expect of a backup quarterback, which is what Tom Savage is. It's all the more impressive that the Texans are where they are, because, as I've said all along, there's no team in the league that has a worse quarterback situation than the Texans. There isn't one. Every other team either has a guy that they look at as the future, or a guy they look at as the now, or a guy that
they've already paid and they have to kind of decide maybe this is, you know.
Or they have a high draft pick.
Yeah.
The Texans have none of those things. They don't have a now. They don't have a future. They don't have a high draft pick. This is what they've got. Next year is the same thing. These two guys, these two jokers, the same two jokers that are going to be there next year. It doesn't get worse. On those other 31 teams, it doesn't get worse than that. They're not good on the offensive line. Somebody said something, or I guess it was during the broadcast of that Sunday night game. Well, if you want to find a weakness on the Texans' offensive line, it's probably the right side. And I was like, no. If you want to find a weakness on the Texans' offensive line, it's not Dwayne Brown. The rest is pretty much a big, giant, fat weakness. When you consider those two things, they're well below average on offensive line. They are the worst at quarterback. They've gotten almost nothing out of their rookies this year, like out of the guys they just drafted.
Right.
But they're a playoff team. They're division champions. They are a playoff team, mostly on the back of that defense, which I'm not exaggerating. They are phenomenal. And they looked phenomenal on Sunday. And granted, they're playing the Bengals without basically every good player on offense, Tyler Eifert, A.J. Green, Gio Bernard, all those guys sitting at Jeremy Hill took like eight snaps. And you got to give credit where it's due. That team has figured out a way to work around their weaknesses, which are great, epic weaknesses. Here they stand. The other teams in this division can't say that. So I got to give credit where it's due, and those guys have done a good job to get where they are.
By every metric you look at, this team should not be winning the division. And they've got good wins. Beat the Chiefs, beat the Lions. I still think beating the Colts twice and a win over the Titans, those are actually decent wins. Yeah. And the division is not good, but it's not the worst in football anymore, and it's not absolute garbage. So those are good wins. Here's my problem with the Texans. A good team will find ways to win games like that. I hate when you win a game because the other team screwed up, which is what happened. A guy missed a field goal. I hate that. That to me is, you won the game, but you can't feel good about it. And they drove down. They were in position to win.
Yeah.
A good team will win games like that when they're not at their best. But when they're at their best, they stomp a hole in somebody.
Yeah.
When have the Texans stomped a hole?
They don't stomp holes in people. That's not what they do.
When have they had one game?
They haven't.
Where you say, man, they really dominated that start to finish.
No. They haven't had one all year.
Their biggest margin of victory is 9 points.
Yeah.
And that was in the opener.